We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalad, Paragraph Gimel. This halacha is based on chapter 66 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the very, very, very major Torahs of Likutei Moran. And among the concepts that are discussed there, we touched on something yesterday, the topic of Menias versus Cheshek, that Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the main reasons why there are obstacles when it comes to doing a Dovar Shebikdusha is to get the person to summon up more and more cheshek, more and more desire, and more intense desire to do the mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Zal says, according to how important the mitzvah is, that's how much cheshek is needed to be able to make it happen. That was one thing. And Rabbeinu Zal also discussed being moitzi mikoyach el apoyel, the concept of being able to take things from theory into action, to make it happen, that kind of thing. And Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran elaborates on it a lot. In this next paragraph, Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to speak about it and clarify, and we're going to have a lot of very, very interesting things in this halacha. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal begins. Rabbi Nosson Zal begins in this paragraph. Paragraph Gimel, Ki Iker Hashlemus Sheyispatchu Hayodayim V'yanikor V'nizgale Haruach Delesato V'yetzei Mikoyach Elapoyel Mehoruach Delela Kemoy Shekosuv Shom. We mentioned this in the previous year. We'll go over it right now. Rabbeinu Zal in that Torah in the Likutei Moran discusses taking things from thought into action, from machshava into maisa. And we mentioned, we know that there's a very, very critical intermediary step, which is dibur, machshava to dibur to maisa. In order for anything to happen in this world, it must go through those three phases, three stages. The Zohar HaKodesh says this. By Hashem, the Gemara and the Medrash use the terminology, olo b'machshava, that kaviyochel Hashem thought to create the world. We know that there was speech, bidvar Hashem shomayim nasu, and then there was the actual action of the creation, where we have the first pasuk in the Torah, which is made up of 28 letters. It's called the Chof Ches Asvan de Bereshis, the 28 letters of Bereshis, corresponding to the hands. The two hands, the word yad, yud dalet is 14. Two yads is 28. And we know the Zohar HaKadosh says that the yad actually has 14 parts. The fingers, four of the fingers have three parts. The thumb has two parts. So each hand consists of yud dalet pirkin the yad, the 14 pieces of the hand, you know, to that word yad. So we have this concept of machshava, of going from machshava to maisa with dibur in the middle. In that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal quotes from the Sifrei Kabbalah telling us that regarding names of Hashem, the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the most basic name of Hashem. That's called the Shem Ho'etzem, the root of all names of Hashem. That name of Hashem today is not pronounced that way. When we speak of it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud means ruler, master, king. It's the name of Hashem that's applied to the Olam Ha'asiyah. The physical world is referred to as Asiyah, Malchus. And Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran talks about the fact that there is a format of this name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, where you interlace the letters. First Yud, then the Yud of the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, then the first letter of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the second letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, second letter of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud, and you have this in many Sidurim. This is called the Shiluv, the intermingling of these two forms, the form that it's read that we look at the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the way we pronounce it. And Rabbeinu Zal explains from the Sifrei Kabbalah that these two names of Hashem actually show us how things happen in this world, how creation takes place. The outer letters are Yud and Yud. The Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud that starts Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first Yud of Machshava, And the last yud of Maisa, of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the yud at the end over there, that corresponds to the sentence Poiseach es yodecho umasbir, Hashem, open your hands and give and do. So the Gemara says, Al tikri yodecho elo yudecho. Don't read it yad, yud. So there is this concept of these yuds, these two yuds, on the outside, and you have six letters in the middle. Those six letters, three of them correspond to koyach, three of them correspond to poyal. Koyach is theory, poyal is action. And Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there, why three, what the three different categories are, etc. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to give us further clarity on that topic. So in this opening sentence, he tells us that the shleimus is that the hands should open up and we should be able to see the ruach delesato, the maisa. We should be able to see that the yetze mikoyach alapoyal, and things should be go out from thought into action. It should actually happen. Miruach deleila, from ruach deleila, kemoi shekos v'sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Because we mentioned earlier that even though it's supposedly two names of Hashem, they're really one. It's really one. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about a ruach deleila and a ruach delesato, which are also really one. Thought and action are really one in a sense, but in order to make the action happen, you have to separate them. The thought is one thing, the action has to be something different, but it's extremely important that the action should conform with the thoughts, because there are many cases where a person plans to do A, they end up doing B, and then somewhere along the way say, wow, how did I get so far off track? I can't believe it. You never looked at the blueprint. You didn't speak to the architect. We designed it this way, we produced it that way. That certainly is no good. It's critical that the maisa should be connected to the machshava, that they should be one on one hand, and on the other hand, there has to be a separation in order to make the thing happen. Aval ha'ikar, the most important thing is, she'achar hispatchus hayodayim, that after the hands open up, she'hem b'china shtei haruchos, which are the two ruachs that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there, shnei hayudin hanal, the two yuds, it's critical that yihyu adayin gamachar kach kshurin u'miyuchodim b'tachles hayichud. It's critical that after they open up, they still remain united and one, very, very closely attached. She'yia haruach delesato, that lower ruach, that lower spirit, which represents maisa, should be receiving 24/7 from the ruach delela, which is the machshava. Dahainu sheharuach delesato bechinas poyal yeda veyakir bechol pam. It's critical that the one below the action know very, very well and clearly who his boss is. This is how all kinds of building projects succeed and fail. All of us know this. When the guy who's building says, I ain't interested in the architect, I don't care what he says, then you're in trouble. That's when all kinds of interesting things happen. It's critical that we know the chain of command and the hierarchy, and that the one who's really guiding the poyal is the one who initiated the machshava. Kemoi shamru, as the Gemara says, da malamala mimcha, know what's above you. Know who's above you. Sheyeda shekol chiyusoi v'kiyumoi meharuach delela. That ruach delesato should know at all times that its chiyus is coming from the ruach delela. Vaydeze nimshacholov b'chol pam chiyus meharuach delela. When it's working that way, then the Ruach Delesato is receiving its energy, its life force, from that Ruach Delela. Vaydezehu bechinas moitzi mikoyach al apoyal bechol pam. And then you're able to take things from thought into action, from theory into action. Shemoitzi chius v'kiyum habriya melamala mechodosh bechol eis. That we're able to take the energy of creation from above, all the time, anew, every single day, to be able to be drawing energy from the source. V'chol ze nase al yidei kiyum ha-toyro v'ha-mitzvos kanal. And all of this is accomplished through the fulfillment of the Torah and mitzvahs, as we learned earlier. Ki lehefech. Right, we had discussed earlier that the whole world was considered incomplete until Matan Torah. It says, Yom HaShishi v'yichul ha-shamayim v'aretz, that when were heaven and earth really completed? On Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sivan. Until then, the world was shaky. It's when the Torah was introduced, that's what completed the creation, and that's the vehicle through which we're able to take things from Koyach into Poyel. The Torah is called all of the names of Hashem. So Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, all of that is in the Torah. All of that is the Torah. So now Rav Nosson says, Ki Lehepech, because on the opposite side, kishechas v'shalom oivra avera, when a person commits a sin, shazai nestalik hachias digdusha me'apoyal, then when a person commits a sin, they cause the spiritual life that was attached to poyal to leave it, to go up, to go back up. V'choizer lamala, it goes back up. V'ne'lam b'hakoyach, and that energy folds up and becomes hidden in koyach, in theory. V'nishar kemeis b'lichius. And the ruach de lesata is like a corpse. It lost its neshama. It lost its soul, in a sense. Vazai shoyre olav ruach tuma chas v'sholom kefi pegomoi. And then there's a ruach of tuma, a spirit of tuma that rests on the person relative to the sin that he committed, relative to what he did wrong. The Olav Nemar, and about such a person, the Pasuk says, V'nirgon mafrid aluf, that he causes pirud, he causes a separation, he causes the Ruach de Lesato to be cut off from the Ruach de Leila. He causes himself to be detached and cut off from his source of spiritual energy. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol ho'inyin hanal kolul betmunas aleph, kemoi shemavur shom. And this whole concept that we just discussed here is all included in the shape of the letter aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likut Imran. Ki ho'ruach dele'elo b'chinas yud boroish, hu yud she'al ho'aleph. What we refer to as the ruach dele'elo, what we refer to as koyach or machshava, that's the yud, the upper part of the letter aleph, which is shaped like a yud. V'haruach delesato, the lower spirit, shehu yud basoif, which is the yud at the end of aleph, dalet nun yud, hu bechinas yud shetachas aleph. That's the yud, the inverted yud, that's the bottom part of the letter aleph, as it's written in the Sefer Torah. V'hakav shebemtza, and the diagonal line in the middle, Hu bechinas vav, is shaped like the letter vav. It's like a vav. Bechinas patach, like the nekuda patach, which is also shaped like a vav. Kemoi shemavur shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samach Vav and Likut Imran. So that the letter aleph represents this yud kei vav kei aleph dalet nun yud combination. The yud in the beginning, the yud at the end, the six letters in the middle symbolized by that diagonal line in the middle. Shehayud besoif mekabel mehayud shebaroish al yidei havov shebemtza. The yud at the end receives from the yud at the beginning through the six letters in the middle, through the vav in the middle. Aval kishoivra veira chas v'sholem, whereas when a Jew commits a sin, chas v'sholem, poigem behit patchut hayodayim, he's being poigem in the opening up of these hands. Kemoi shemavur sham, he's messing it up. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran, Vazai nestalek hachius me'apoyal, and then the spiritual energy leaves that bottom yud. Because the bottom part is the part that's closest to the Sitra Achrois. It's the Malchus. It says, Ragleho yordois moves, the feet of the Kedusha, the lower part, that's the part that the Sitra Achra tries to grab onto. So when a person commits a sin, which means the Sitra Achra has grabbed him and is ready to tackle him, the spiritual energy that's in the feet says, I'm out the door, and goes back up. So the spiritual energy of that lower yud jumps up to the upper, to the first yud. That lower yud can no longer receive the energy, that flow of energy from the upper yud. The alkein hu nirgan mafrid aluf. This is why the Zohar Kodesh quotes this posuk, nirgan mafrid, that a person who commits sins causes a pirud. He's rebelling against Hashem, and he causes this pirud in the aluf. She oise pirud bein ho aluf. He's causing a separation in the letter aleph itself. Ki ikar hayichud v'hatikun hu bebechinas v'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv. Because the main unification and the main tikun is dependent on the spiritual energy going up and down, being in both places, rotzoi v'shoiv. Sheyu niftochem hayodayim shem shnei yudin, that the hands which are represented, which are symbolized by these two yuds, should be opened up. V'afal pikein yu mekushorim u'miyuchodim betachlis hayichud. And even though they're opening up, they're still very much united and one. They're very much together. Avol kishepoig min chas v'shalom, but when a person messes up, when a person commits sins, shazai nistale kachius me'apoyal, then he causes the spiritual energy to leave that lower level completely, to run away. V'choizer v'nisalim b'hakoyach, and that spiritual energy rises up, goes to the upper floors, it goes to the koyach, to be where it's safe in a sense. Azai nishar hapoyal nifrod misharoshoi. So then the lower level, the level called action, poyal, has become separated from its source. V'shoira olav ruach hachitzoini. And outside forces, outside ruach tuma latches. Whenever there's a vacuum, other things come in. O mekabel chiyas derech hasitra achra. And the person starts getting his energy via the sitra achra. Zehu ikar hapirud, and that's the pirud. That's the bechinas nirgan mafrid aluf chas v'shalom. V'ikar hapirud v'hapegam hu pegam hu emuna. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, when we talk about things that mess up spiritually, the thing that causes the greatest damage spiritually is when there's a defectiveness, when there's a lack of emuna. Because every single sin that a person does causes a deficiency and a defect in their emuna. We know there's a famous pasuk in Tehillim, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvois are emuna. Every mitzvah you do strengthens your emuna in Hashem. Every sin a person does weakens their emuna. Rabbeinu Zal says in Sefer Amidos that an avera injects kfira into a person, injects atheism, chas v'shalom. Ad shenela mimenu shehapoyal nimshach me'akoyach, where it causes the person not to be able to see anymore that the poyal is drawing from koyach. Ve'einoy makir v'zoicher mi baroish, and he forgets who's in charge. Like a person says, I built this house, I earned this money, I built up this business. What, are you nuts? You built it? You did it? Who are you? You're plugged in with a wire. The minute we pull your wire out of the plug, you're gone. You're plugged into Hashem. Not say you were able to do anything. Anything good you were able to do is because of an energy that Hashem gave you. And the minute you forget that, chas v'shalom, and you detach yourself from that, you pull the plug, then if you're still alive, you're plugged into something else. The Sitra Achra picked up the plug and plugged it into itself, chas v'shalom. V'alkein yesh takona b'tshuva. And this is why when a person, chas v'shalom, falls, when they do commit sins, and when they become detached, that there is a way to correct it through tshuva. V'ikra ha-tshuva sheyoshuv miyad l'sharoshoy. And the main tshuva, the word tshuva means return, go back. That the person should go back to their source. Bechinas elcho v'shuv el ishi arishon. I will go and return to my first husband, to my earlier husband, that the person should remind himself, after all the sins that he committed, that afal pikein bechol makoymos memshalta yisbara, despite everything, Hashem's kingdom is everywhere, and Hashem is everywhere. And wherever the person has fallen into, gam shom mekabel chiyus rak mi Hashem Yisborach, there too, the only possible place to draw chiyus from is from Hashem. And the person should try to reconnect himself from wherever he is to Hashem.
And
to accomplish this, for a Jew to be zeuche to do real tshuva is impossible without the assistance of the true tzaddikim and their students who have been zeuche to double the power of the rabbi. This is a concept that Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there in that Torah Likutei Moran in the beginning, where he speaks about the fact that when Eliyahu HaNavi was about to pass away, Elisha HaNavi approached him and asked him, he asked his rabbi, Vihino pi shnayim, he asked his rabbi if he could have double his power. And Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, yes, when you will see me taken from you, you will know that you received this double. The wording there is Vihino pi shnayim beruchacho elai, pi shnayim of beruchacho, of the ruach. Rabbeinu Zal explains their question. If a person has $1,000, can you ask him for two? That sounds a little strange, no? Can you please give me double your power? How do you do that? So Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, it begins there, Eile Toildois Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. It repeats the word Noach twice. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Noach Le'elo, Noach Le'sato. That by a tzaddik has two ruachs, two spirits. One that's with him in this physical world, one that's upstairs. When it comes time for a tzaddik to pass away, how does it happen? The Zohar HaKadosh says, and Rabbeinu Zal explains, the Ruach de Le'ela comes down, connects to the Ruach de Le'sato, and because the Ruach de Le'ela can't hang around in this world, as soon as they connected, the Ruach de Le'ela pushes, draws the Ruach de Le'sato back up with it. Therefore, at that time, when the tzaddik's about to pass away, he's double. He has these two ruachs. He has the ruach that was with him all the time, and he has that upper ruach. A person who's present at that time, who's present at the time of the passing away of a tzaddik, has the potential, has the ability to receive this double light, this double power of the tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal explains this there beautifully, you know, very elaborately. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on that. Because this is a rule. When a person messes up, it's impossible for the person to fix through that door that he went out of, like in a sense. When a person leaves the Kiddusha, chas v'sholem, and he commits sins, he falls out from a certain place, he cannot return to the Kedusha via that same exact place. But rather, he has to receive the tikkun from an address that's higher than the address that he left out of. The Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh speak about this, that the letter He, Hashem created the worlds with two letters. The heavenly world, Olam Haba, was created with the letter Yud, which is the smallest letter of the Aleph-Bays, to teach us that which are the people that get into Olam Haba? The small people, the little people, the people who are humble, That's number one. And also number two, to tell us that Olam Haba has a smaller audience, less people. Whereas this world, the physical world, is created with the letter He. There's a pasuk, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Olamim. Hashem created the worlds with Yud K. The upper world with Yud, the lower world with He. So the Gemara and the Medrash and the Zohar Kodesh all explain that the letter He, if you study the shape of the letter He, it's got a big bottom, a big opening on the bottom. There's a lot of room to fall out. If a person wants to fall out, the door is wide open. If a person wants to come back in, he doesn't come back in from where he fell out. He's got to come back in through that opening in the hay on top, that little opening that separates the Dalet, like from the little piece, the little Yud. That's where he comes back in. And this is explained in all the Sforim HaKdoshim. Rav Nosson Zal is making reference to this, that this is a known fact, that when a person falls away from the Kedusha, they can't come back to where they were. If they want to come back, they have to come back to a higher place, a much higher level. And this we see, in fact, Bali Tshuva, Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote Gemara. B'mokim shebali tshuva imdim, ein tzadikim gemurim chalom lamoid. The Bal Tshuva comes to a higher place than what he was before, or than the standard place, as we're going to see. Vaydeze yistakein. And that's how he can have his tikkun. This is the essence of tshuva, where the Gemara, the Torah, tells us tshuva is higher than Torah. Tshuva is a higher address than the Torah. A Jew normally is supposed to be attached to the Torah. When he detaches, when he unplugs himself from the Torah, he falls away. He falls into the tumah, the mud and slime. If he wants to come back to tshuva, tshuva is above the Torah. Kama Yisha'om Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, B'mokim shebalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamoid sham. The place where the balei tshuva are, the complete tzadikim can't stand there, implying that the place of the balei tshuva is a higher place, like we showed on that letter Hey, the bottom versus the top. Ki e efshaloi loshuv lesharoshoi kimalidei shiikabel chius v'tikun mimokoim hagovoya yoiser. It's impossible for a person to return to his roots, to return to Kedusha, unless he's able to connect to a source of energy, to a chius and a tikun from a much higher source, a much higher place. V'alkein be'emes yefsher lehistakein kiim alidei hatzadik hagodoyel huamiti. And it's for this reason that it's impossible for a person to really do tshuva and to really get their tikkun other than through the tzadik. V'chol ma shepogam v'kilkel yoiser. And the more that the person messed up, the more averus the person did, the more messed up they are. Hutzorich Rebbe Godel Yoiser. He needs a higher level tzaddik to be able to heal him. The tzaddik has to draw light from a higher source to be able to heal him. Kama shekosu batoyra mishra, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 30, in the first half of Likut Imran. V'alkein iker tikkun tshuva hu al yedei bechinas pi shnayim hanal. And it's for this reason that the main tikkun of tshuva requires that double portion that we mentioned, that double power, that pishnayim. Dahainu, which means, kishe zoyche lovoy el hatzadik bechol pam. When a person is zoyche to come to the tzadik often, not just once, he comes often. Shayidei ze zoyche le pishnayim, kimavur sham. That's how the person could be zoyche to pishnayim. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, if you come to a tzadik often, probably you're going to catch him at one of his moments when he's going up. Because the super pishnayim is when the tzaddik passes away. That's when that ruach delayla comes down, that process that we described. But Rabbeinu Zal says there that by the great tzaddikim, they don't wait to die to go up. They're constantly going up. They're always on the move. He's always going up. And therefore, if you come to him at a time that he's going up, every time the tzaddik is going up, the way it happens is through that double ruach, The Ruach Delayla comes down, connects with the Ruach Del Sata, pulls it up another notch and another notch. And if you're there at that time, you're zeicher to get that double light, that super bright light of the Tzadik. Shaydeze nimshacholov kedusha v'chius mimokoim gavoya ve'elyoin ma'oid b'chol pam yoiser. By a person coming to the Tzadik constantly, again, when he's zeicher to be by the Tzadik, when the Tzadik is in an aliyah, that then that person receives holiness and energy from a very, very high place, b'chol pam, constantly, all the time, you know. And always higher and higher. The tzaddik keeps going to new levels. The tzaddik today is not where he was a week ago or a month ago. And this is how a person can get his tikkun all the time, af im overall of mashoiver, even if he fell again, even if he messed up again. This is one of the sources in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings where we see there are some people that think, let's say you go to Rabbeinu Zal Siyan once and you have the tikkun. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in Torah Dalet and in other places, speaks about the fact that each and every time a person comes to the tzaddik, XYZ, there's all kinds of things taking place. So it's not a once in a lifetime connection. It's not going to a tzaddik, getting a bracha, and now I'm done. A person, the connection to the tzaddik is something that has to be refreshed all the time. Ki be'inyan pishnayim hanal yesh dvorim begoy. Because regarding this topic, regarding this double power, Rav Nosson Zal says there's a lot to say about it. There's interesting things related to it. Ki afal pi shehu nomuch v'koton b'maylo mo'oid mo'oid. Because even though a person could be on a very, very low level, v'yoideh abatzmoy shein boy nekuda ketipa minayam mikdushas umaylas vasogas raboy, and he knows that he doesn't even have one billionth, a fraction, like a drop in the ocean, of holiness or understanding of Hashem that his rabbi has, afal pikein, still, divrei hatoira hazois emes v'yatziv. The words of Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran are 100% fact. Ki afal pikein, even though you're a billion levels lower than the tzaddik, im hu rogi lefnei raboi b'chol pam, if you go to the tzaddik constantly, if you're always going to him, mekabel nafshoi behelam ubeiskasya bechinas pishnayim, then your soul receives in a hidden form this double portion, this double light of the tzaddik. Shenim shachol of chius ukedusha meharuach deleilo shenim shachal raboi. You're able to receive energy and life from that ruach deleilo that the rabbi is experiencing, because the rabbi himself is going through his aliyah at the time. And he's at double at that moment, and if you are there, bang, you connect to that double portion. Kamay shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there, shaydei ze daiko yesh loy koyach lehiskayim ulehistakein. And that's what gives the student the ability to continue and to grow in Yiddishkeit, you know, and to have the tikkun that he needs. Ki Hashem yisporach godol me'oid, because Hashem is very great. V'legdulosoy ein cheker, and we have no concept of Hashem's greatness. V'hu yisporach choyshev machshavoyis l'val yidach m'menu nidach, and Hashem is always thinking and trying to figure out ways that nobody should get lost. Nobody should go lost. Nobody should be messed up. V'chol ma sheho'odom choyter u'misyageya limtsoy derech lo shev Hashem yisporach. And the more that a person is digging and searching and trying to find ways to come close to Hashem, afal pi she'enoy oyle biyodoy, even though the person doesn't succeed, he tries to get up in the morning for Nates and he doesn't succeed. He tries to get up for Chatzos, he doesn't succeed. He tries to watch his eyes when he's walking in the street and he makes a mistake. Even though the person keeps messing up, ein shum yegio nevedes chas shom, there isn't a single effort on the part of the person that goes lost. Ki les reuso tavodis avid, because the Zohar HaKadosh says even a good desire doesn't go lost. We're not talking about a prayer or an action. Even if a person thought, I wish I could, and they don't do anything, that wish, that thought, gets documented. That goes into the computer, that goes into the person's savings account. V'ho ikar hu hiskarvus letzadikei emes v'ansheim. And the most important thing is coming close to the true tzadikim and their people. Ki ikar shlemus hatzadik ho emesu she'enoi oimed amadrego achas. Because one of the most important aspects of the true tzaddik is that he's never in the same place. He is always on the move. He is constantly getting closer to Hashem. He never stays still. He's always rising. Rak b'chol pam hu oyla midarga ledarga. Every moment he's going from level to level. Shezeh b'chinas his. Just like today, we happen to be in the middle of Sfira Soimer. And Sfira Soimer is a lesson for every single Jew of all time. That a Jew today is not yesterday. If you say today is 11 days in the Omer, and it's really 12 days in the Omer, you didn't do the mitzvah. Today is something different from yesterday completely. And those people who live the right of the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, by them every day is really something totally different from what was before. So that sheze bechinas histalkus. So therefore, the true tzaddik, every day is experiencing histalkus. Every day he's going up. As Rabbein Zal writes over there, "Umi shezoicha lamoid lefnei tzaddik kozeh bechol pam," and a person who is zoicha to be in the presence of such a tzaddik all the time. He's constantly. He doesn't go to him once. He goes to him whenever he can. Nimshachol of bechol pam bechinas pishnayim. Then each time he goes to the tzaddik, he could be getting a blast of that pishnayim, that double portion. Which means every single time he comes to the tzaddik, he's receiving energy from a different source, a higher level. Last time he came, he got 2400 watts. This time he came, he got 6000 watts. Comes again, it's 12 for each time, a higher and higher source. Ki bechol pam nimshacho lo bechinas oras pishnayim mimadrega gavoya kefi hamadrega shezocho atzadik lalo istalik olavato. Because each time that the person comes to the tzadik, he's receiving that double light, that double portion from that new source, from that new address that the tzadik is at right now. Kefi hamadrega shezocho atzadik lalo istalik olavato. Val yidei ze ein shum kilkul upegam shelo yuchal estakim. And through this, there is no mistake, there is no sin that the person can do that can't be fixed. If a person is connected to such a tzaddik, and he's going to him constantly, there's nothing that person can do wrong that can't be fixed. Rako iker shelo yisrachek mehatzadik lo'olam chas v'shalom b'chol mash yavrolov. But just the most important thing is, no matter what the person is going through, not to allow himself to become distant from the tzaddik. Not to separate himself, chas v'shalom, or be distant from the tzaddik.